such fun. Oh, I just can't wait. Now I get all these buttons buttoned. Hello, you exquisite, brilliant, charming, perfect little witchlet.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello, Mother.
Goodbye, Mother.
Where are you going?
Tabitha and I are going to see Ho Ho the Clown.
Who, what, and why is Ho Ho the Clown?
Oh, it's your granddaughter's favorite television show. Darren's agency represents the sponsor, and he gave us tickets to see it in person, so we're going. Oh, dear. Where did I put them?
Samantha, I'm surprised at you. Taking a child of Tabitha's breeding to a kiddie show? A ballet, yes. A drama by Shakespeare, perhaps, for that ho-ho-hee-hee-ha business. Oh, no. Now, if you prefer something in a lighter vein, well, we could pop over to Paris and ride up the River Seine in a bateau mouche.
Maybe some other time. We have a previous engagement.
Oh, and I just flew over from Edinburgh to play with my little granddaughter.
Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but Tabitha and I are going to see Ho-Ho the Clown.
Oh, very well. I'll go with you.
Well, Mother, you'd hate every minute of it. Now, can you see yourself sitting for an hour surrounded by children?
Yes. I always enjoy seeing how inferior other children are to my tebby, tebby, tebby kids.
Besides, we only have two tickets.
Count again.
Mother.
Yes, dear.
You're a stubborn woman. You're a good ticket zapper, but you're a stubborn woman.
Richard Burton started like this?
Is that Hobo the Clown?
Not Hobo, Mother. Ho-Ho.
When is it going to be funny?
In a minute, when the show starts.
Hi! It's Ho-Ho the Clown! Brought to you 5 times a week, Monday through Friday, by the Solo Toy Company. Take it from Ho-Ho. Bye, Solo.
Oh, he's revolting.
Now, boys and girls, ho, 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 on with the show, ho, ho, ho.
Yaren, I want you to read this memo I received from... Ho, ho, ho. What are you doing?
I'm watching Ho-Ho the Clown.
Now, that's what I call loyalty to the client. I've tried to watch him, but every time I hear those ho-ho-hos, I want to punch him right in the no-no-nose.
There they are on television.
They're who are?
My wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law. How'd my mother-in-law get there?
Oh, it's me again. And guess what I got? I got balloons! I got lots of balloons. Balloons for everybody. Woo! And here, I got a balloon for you.
Isn't that nice?
Ho ho! And I got another balloon for you. And I got a balloon for you. Oops, there's one. Here's one for you. And I got a balloon for you. Ho ho! And I got a balloon for you. And a balloon for you. Ho ho! And here's one for you. And here's one for you. Oh, and here's one for you. And here's another one for you.
Why didn't he give Tabitha a balloon? Mother, we're on television.
She's obviously the most outstanding child in this entire audience.
And now, does anybody know what time it is? That's right, it's time for the Ho Ho Hope Chest. And the Ho Ho Hope Chest is chock full of lots and lots of toys and games. Manufactured by the Solo Toy Company. Now, every boy and girl has a Ho Ho the Clown badge with a number on it. And in just 60 seconds, one of those numbers is gonna be the lucky number that wins all of the prizes in the Ho Ho Hope Chest.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for an exciting message from the Solo Toy Company.
Where's Tabitha's badge?
Take it from home.
Oh, she doesn't have one. Why not? Solo. Because she's related to Darren.
Well, I admit that's a mark against her, but it's hardly her fault.
I mean, because Darren's connected with the show, she's not eligible for the Ho Ho Hope Chest.
Who says so?
Oh, it's an established policy.
I think it's very unfair. They have no right to penalize my granddaughter.
They're not penalizing her, Mother, I told you.
Well, I don't care. She'll be very disappointed.
No, she won't. Now, stop it. Stop making something out of nothing.
Oh, hi there, it's me again. And now, is everybody ready to see who won all the prizes in the Ho Ho Hope Chest? So I hope I mix up the numbers and we pick a winner. And the winning number is 12.
Here, right over here, this little girl right here.
Mother!
Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha.
Your child shouldn't win the Ho Ho Hope Chest.
I know.
I guess the program staff goofed.
Yeah, I guess the program staff goofed.
I guess the program staff goofed.
Come on, Sam. I know it was your mother, and you know it was your mother.
I guess it was my mother.
As usual, she's out to destroy me.
Oh, Darren, she's not out to destroy you. She was simply being a...
A fun-loving witch?
Oh, yes. And a doting grandmother. Besides, when you tell Larry that as soon as the show went off the air, I found the producer and asked him to give the toys to charity, there'll be no repercussions. Because we did not take the Ho-Ho Hope Chest ho-ho-home.
I hope you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right. The incident is closed.
You're kidding.
No, I'm afraid I'm deadly serious. If the little girl who won yesterday's Hope Chest is not in today's studio audience, I refuse to go on.
Why?
Because I like her.
Ho-Ho, this isn't logical.
Doesn't have to be logical.
Why not?
Because I'm a star.
Darren, we have an emergency. I just got a call from the producer of Ho-Ho the Clown.
And?
And Ho-Ho refuses to work unless, quote, that cute little doll, unquote, that won yesterday's Ho-Ho Hope Chest, is in today's studio audience.
You mean Tabitha?
No Tabitha, no show. No show, no commercials. No commercials, no client. What is it, Darren? Some kind of a practical joke to amuse my ulcer?
This is the first time I've ever heard of it. Honestly, I tell you, I've never...
You have no time to tell me anything. Just have Sam get Tabitha over to the studio immediately. As a personal favor to the president of the company.
You want some milk? Thank you. Hello? Why?
Because Ho-Ho the Clown refuses to go on unless she's there.
Oh, no. Darren, you know what I think? I think Mother did more than monkey around with Ho-Ho's Hope Chest. I think she monkeyed around with Ho-Ho himself. My suggestion is to let Ho-Ho not go on. Because if he's under one of Mother's spells, I can't vouch for what might happen.
Is she giving you a hard time?
Oh, not exactly. She suggested.
Sam, this is Larry. Will you please bring Tabitha over to the studio immediately? Or I'll send Darren home immediately. Unemployed. Goodbye. Well, now that that's all settled, let's you and I go over to the studio and see what this monkey business is all about.
Mother! Mother! Oh, goodness. Tabitha, you and I have got to go somewhere. It's a little fast for you, huh?
But Samantha, you're a witch. If Endora put a spell on Ho-Ho, are you sure you can't snap him out of it?
Yes, positive. No, she has to do it herself. There's a long technical explanation, but what it boils down to is that if a licensed witch puts a spell on someone, she has squatter's rights to him.
You better sit down.
Oh, aren't you going to sit with us?
No, I'm going to sit with Mary in the control booth.
All right.
See you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Ho-Ho. Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Tate.
Oh, Mr. Solo. What a pleasant surprise. What brings you here?
I come every Friday like clockwork to make sure you're giving me my money's worth.
Darren, Mr. Solo, owner of the Solo Toy Company. May I present one of McMahon and Tate's most creative young executives, Mr. Darren Stevens.
How do you do, sir?
Likewise. Now, let's watch Ho-Ho the Clown.
Ho-Ho-Ho, I'm Ho-Ho the Clown. Brought to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, by the Solo Toy Company. Ho-ho, take it from Ho-Ho, buy a Solo. Boys and girls, we're going to change our format today. Instead of doing the show for the entire audience, we're going to play it to just one member. And where is she? Ho-ho, there she is. Oh, Mr. Cameraman, would you get a shot of this cute little doll sitting on her mother's lap?
Did you change the format?
No, I wouldn't do that without your approval.
I like the format the way it was.
Oh, isn't she pretty? Don't touch Ho-Ho's nose. Do you know why? Because I'm going to make sure that you win all the prizes. All the prizes from the Ho-Ho-Ho-Ho chest and all of the other prizes, too. Nobody else is going to win anything.
He can't give all the prizes to one kid. It's un-American.
Ho-Ho-Ho.
Who is she? Who is that kid that's ruining my program?
And now, boys and girls, ho-ho-ho, on with the show, go!
I have no idea. Do you, Darren?
No. No, I never saw her before in my life.
It's Saturday. Instead of sitting inside, why don't you go out and get some fresh air?
Good idea. I'll take a walk in the traffic. With any kind of luck, the headline will read, Death Comes to the Father of Girlfriend of Ho-Ho the Clown.
Damn. I have an idea. After Tabitha wakes up from a nap, why don't we take her to Kitty Land?
Why, so she can hand out autographs as a TV star?
Well, she'd hardly be famous as the result of one television show.
Don't count on it. The complaints must be pouring in. And when they discover that Tabitha is my daughter, they'll think that the television show was rigged, leading to an investigation by the FCC, where I'll decline to answer questions on the grounds that my wife and my mother-in-law are witches.
Okay. If you don't feel like Kitty Land, let's go to the zoo.
Samantha...
Well?
Sam, I want to talk to your mother.
So do I. So do I. I've been calling her and calling her, and she will not answer. Maybe she went away for the weekend. Would you like me to look for her?
Please.
Her two favorite cities are Paris and Rome. I'll try Paris first. She wasn't in Paris.
Uh-huh. What took you so long?
I couldn't find a cab. Now I'll try Rome. You wait right there.
Where else would I go? Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Kravitz. Oh, you saw Tabitha on the Ho-Ho the Clown show. Hey, yeah, she was kind of cute, wasn't she? You
Want me to get you on the Build Your Castle show? Because you need a refrigerator and a rotisserie? You want me to put in the fix for you on the Build Your Castle show the way I did for Tabitha on Ho-Ho?
Mrs. Kravitz, I did not put in the fix for Tabitha on the Ho-Ho show. I have never put in the fix for anybody on any show that I've been connected with.
I think I'll go take another look around the Coliseum.
Samantha, come back here. She went back to Rome. To roam around the house again. Mrs. Kravitz, I'm afraid there's some mistake. Any show that I've been connected with has been strictly on the up and up. If you want a refrigerator and a rotisserie, you'll just have to go out and buy one. Samantha!
Yes?
See, that is the kind of thing I'm in for.
Mother! Mother!
Mrs. Stevens?
Yes?
I'm Ho-Ho the Clown. Ho-Ho?
Oh.
I got your name and address from my producer. How's your daughter?
Oh, she's just fine, thank you. You look a little different without your makeup.
I know. Well, you can't be on all the time.
Who's your friend?
Oh, she's a present for my cute little doll. Where is she? Oh, hiya, Mr. Stevens, sweetie. How's your daughter?
Oh, she's fine, Ho-Ho. What's with the pony?
She's a present for my cute little doll. Would you hold her, please?
Is she housebroken?
For what she cost me, she should be. I used the money that I laid aside for my wife's birthday present.
Why?
Beats me. For some reason or other, your kid has gotten under my skin. I can't stop thinking about her. It's like I'm in her power.
You're not in her power. You're in...
Darren.
Oh, these are for her, too. And this, too. Where is she? I'm longing to be near her.
Darren, why don't you go upstairs and get Tabitha? I'll take the pony outside. Come on.
I'm gonna see her. I'm gonna see my cute little doll.
Mother? Mother, I want to see you. Mother, if you don't come here right this second, I'll never let you see Tabitha again.
Samantha, I'm surprised at you stooping to blackmail.
Where have you been?
I'm spending the weekend in Mexico City.
Oh, well, I never would have looked there.
Care for a bite of taco, dear?
No. Mother, I'm very annoyed with you.
About what? Darwin needs a haircut.
I am in no mood for any of your jokes. I am annoyed with you because of what you did to Ho-Ho the Clown.
Oh, that.
Hasn't it worn off? Worn off? It's worse. Now, Mother, he's in there. Now, I want you to take that spell off immediately without any further ado.
Oh. If you'll excuse me, I'm getting back to Mexico City. I'm lunching with a very handsome bullfighter. Adios, muchacha.
Olé.
Here she is, Ho-Ho. Here's your cute little doll.
What's so cute about her? You seen one kid, you've seen them all.
Did I bring a pony in here?
Ah, where's my pony?
It just happened.
Oh, Sam, what happened?
Well, I...
Oh, here, honey. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Ho-Ho.
It's your daughter, Stevens. I hired a detective and he found out it's your daughter.
When Mr. Solo called me at the club and told me, I was shocked beyond belief. I couldn't speak. Words failed.
Aha. Uh-huh. Look who's here.
Hi, sponsor baby.
Ho-Ho-Ho. Ho-Ho, me, you ingrate. You and Stevens here have entered into a conspiracy to drive the Solo Toy Company out of business.
After all I've done for you. As close as we've been, like father and son. Derek, if you needed money, if you needed toys, why didn't you come to me and say so? Larry, are you trying to say that you knew nothing about this?
Yes. Effective immediately, the Ho-Ho the Clown program is hereby canceled.
But you can't do that to the children of America.
You have no alternative. And I have no alternative but to ask you to tender your resignation. Darren, you're through.
So is my account with McMahon and Tate.
Mr. Solo. Well, that won't be necessary now that Stevens is no longer with the agency. I want you to know I consider his actions illegal, unethical, shocking.
Sam, what'd you do?
Well, I had to do something. I froze them so you and I can discuss how to get out of this.
Is the spell off Ho-Ho?
Oh, yes, yes. Now we just have to figure out a way to bail him and you out. Let's see. We can say it's a publicity stunt.
A publicity stunt? For what?
For a cute little doll.
They look like twins.
Oh, thank you. Now, I have to make Ho-Ho believe he was all part of it.
What do I say?
Let's see. I'll start the ball rolling, then you take over and run with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold it.
Disgusting, despicable, and humiliating.
Mr. Solo, my husband would like you to meet the newest member of the Solo family, the Tabitha doll.
The what?
The Tabitha doll. Darren thought of it, and I designed it, in my spare time, using our daughter as the model. Then Ho-Ho put the real Tabitha on television and played favorites with her to create public interest.
It was a publicity stunt to promote a new product.
Yeah, and I went along with it just to help out the sponsor, even though it temporarily hurt my image.
Well, why wasn't I consulted?
Well, because,
Tate?
Yes, sir?
Shut up. You know something? This is a pretty cute little doll.
And that was a pretty cute publicity stunt.
And these are two pretty clever fellas, huh?
They sure are. And Tate?
Yes, sir?
You were gonna fire him.
Me, sir?
Tate, I think you should offer your humble apologies and include Mrs. Stevens. I think she's pretty clever, too.
Hi, darlings.
Sweetheart, what are you doing home so early?
I sneaked away to watch Ho-Ho the Clown with you.
Well, isn't that nice? Is he going to reveal the publicity stunt?
Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, in the interest of fair play, every loyal viewer who called in or wrote in to complain will receive absolutely free a brand new Tabitha doll.
Tabitha. Come here, sit down. Come on, sit. I told you, if you're going to watch it, you have to sit.
Ho-ho-ho, I'm Ho-Ho the Clown. All you wonderful viewers will be happy to know that each and every one of you will receive a new Tabitha doll, absolutely free.
You know, that's rather a cute idea. Whose was it?
Larry's. Oh, that persuaded Mr. Solo to keep his account with us. Hey, why is Ho-Ho's picture and mine is,
Darling, I don't know. Well, I fixed it this morning.
Well, I'll just fix it again.
Hello, Durwood.
Sam, about your mother.
Well, Darren, I didn't know any.
Not in front of the baby.